Dictation for Robert James, J-A-M-E-S, August 1945. Address as a letter to Rebecca, R-E-B-E-C-C-A, Hertz, H-I-R-T-Z, N-P, 810-275-0307. Dear Rebecca, consultation Mr. James, chronic kidney disease. Underline diabetes, hypertension, hyperlipidemia. As you are aware, recent type B thoracic descending aneurysm, admitted twice to Midland. The first opportunity, they thought he would not require surgery, but developed chest pain, difficulty breathing, shows almost obstruction of the true lumen, as well as new pericardial effusion without tamponade. Successful surgery, endovascular procedure done without complications. Minor acute kidney injury, did not require dialysis. Released home July 30th. Presently feeling well, eating, no nausea, vomiting, dysphagia, no diarrhea, bleeding, good urine output, minor urgency incontinence, but no infection, cloudiness, or blood, minimal edema, no claudication symptoms, no discolor of the toes, no numbness, has not required any oxygenation, uses CPAP machine, no purulent material hemoptysis, presently no chest pain palpitation, dyspnea improved, no hemoptysis, chronic headaches, no change, some bruises of the skin, but no bleeding nose gums. He has chronic decreased eyesight on the right from glaucoma, left side is less affected, dryness of the right conjunctiva because the eyelids remains open. Next paragraph. The past medical history. For diabetes, hyperlipidemia, hypertension, prior chronic kidney disease, low-level proteinuria. History of kidney bladder stones, urinary tract infection, hematuria. Doesn't know the type, prior vocal cord cancer, requiring removal of the malignant nodule and radiation treatment with chronic dysphagia, no recurrence, minor neuropathy, no gross retinopathy, bilateral glaucoma, during this recent admission, blood transfusion, but he's not aware of active gastrointestinal bleeding. Denies coronary artery disease, TIS stroke seizures, or liver abnormalities. There is a history of atrial fibrillation anticoagulated. Next paragraph, surgeries for the type B descending thoracic aneurysm repair, prior gallbladder, umbilical hernia, left-sided inguinal hernia, vocal cord cancer, nodule remove and radiotherapy, disc cervical problems, anterior approach, prior cystoscopy, prior EGD colonoscopy, next paragraph, side effects to morphine, hallucination, next paragraph, prior smoker, beginning age 20, one pack per day, discontinued 2002, occasionally alcohol, next paragraph, a sister was on dialysis, at Maryland, passed away, apparently diabetes, blood pressure. Next paragraph, present medications, thyroid. He did have apparently goiter, Graves' disease requiring radiation treatment on thyroid replacement, cholesterol, Zocor, Flomax, Eliquis, Tramadol, vitamin D, Glipizide, Aspirin, Coric, Protanix, Valsartan, presently off Nifedipine, off Proscar, B12, Iron, Metformin, and also off Bisoprolol. Next paragraph, review system as indicated above. Next paragraph, on physical exam, weight 217, blood pressure 142/86 on the left, 150/80 on the right, alert or intestine 3, no respiratory distress. Mild deviation of the right eye laterally, incomplete eyelid closure, but no ulcers. Normal speech, mild decreased hearing, normal mucosal, no palpable neck masses or lymph nodes, no carotid bruise, JBD, lungs are clear, no arrhythmia, no pericardial rap, gallop, obesity of the abdomen, no tenderness or masses, no liver spleen, no edema, non-focal. Next paragraph. Most recent chemistries from the hospital. There was reactive low protein, low albumin, elevated alkaline phosphatase. Initially, transaminase is high, back to normal, bilirubin not elevated. Most recent kidney chemistries, creatinine 1.0, 1.1, which is an improvement of baseline that runs 1.2 to 1.3. Most recent electrolyte acid base normal, looks like he received 3 units of packet of red blood cells. Magnesium, phosphorus, and round surgery was normal. There was anemia 9.6 and low platelets. A1C has been well controlled under 7 consistently. He is on thyroid replacement. Urine analysis is from June. At that time, trace of protein, no blood. Back in April, iron studies in the low side. Saturation 40% normal, but ferritin 77 with normal B12 folic acid. Next paragraph, multiple imaging. Kidneys, normal size, no obstruction, incidental bilateral cysts, no urinary retention. Besides the type B aortic dissection, there is a infrarenal abdominal aortic aneurysm at 3.3 centimeters. Renal Doppler, no artery stenosis. Echocardiogram, normal ejection fraction. As indicated before, pericardial effusion, but there was no tamponade. Thank you. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. History of chronic kidney disease, probably diabetic nephropathy, hypertension, minimal proteinuria, non-nephrotic syndrome. No obstruction, urinary retention. No activity in the urine. Recent above vascular procedures. As you can see, kidney numbers actually were looking better. Now, however, is back on the valsartan, among other medications. We'll see what chemistry shows on the next week. Present blood pressure appears fair. He's feeling anxious and white coat hypertension. We will update iron studies with prior negative workup for EGD colonoscopy. Has seen Dr. Sahai, SA, HAY, hematology, recent blood transfusion at Rochester, Michigan, few years back, negative bone marrow biopsy, no recurrence of kidney stones and non-type, prior negative CT scan urogram for obstruction, avoid anti-inflammatory agents. We will follow over time, end of dictation.